All this week, we've been marking the anniversary of the genocide in Rwanda. It lasted 3 months and claimed the lives of nearly a million people. It was 20 years ago today, just as the killing had begun, that NPR's Jackie Northam crossed into the country. Back then, she was a freelance reporter living in Kenya. She and three fellow journalists were heading for the Rwandan capital, Kigali. These are her memories.
There was a thin mist in the early morning air when we got into our car, an old cream-colored Renault. We drove north, winding our way through Rwanda's soaring hills and deep, lush valleys. Our progress was soon slowed to a crawl by thousands and thousands of terrified Rwandans fleeing, in almost complete silence, in the opposite direction, away from Kigali. They were carrying whatever they could. As we got closer to Kigali, we began to see deep pools of blood. There were discarded machetes and bodies crumpled on the side of the road, their limbs hacked off. We came to a checkpoint manned by a half a dozen Hutu militiamen, drunk and carrying machetes. They surrounded our car. One demanded my passport. He accused me of being Belgian, the colonial power that had kept the majority Hutu down. He pressed his machete sideways across my neck. I could smell the alcohol on his breath as I tried to grab my Canadian passport from the front pocket of my jean shirt. It felt like forever, but finally my hands stopped shaking long enough to undo the button. I showed him my passport, and we passed through the roadblock and made our way to the Mille Collines, also known as the Hotel Rwanda. As I reported on the systematic butchery over the next 3 months, I came to realize how lucky my escape was that day. Across Rwanda, towns emptied out. Wild dogs roamed the streets. You couldn't escape the smell of death. Every day I woke up thinking things couldn't get worse. Even now, 2 decades later, images of my time in Rwanda spring up. Blood splatters on the walls of a church. Or the Canadian General Romeo Dallaire, head of the UN mission to Rwanda. I would often see him standing on a hill just outside the small UN compound, hands on hips, tense, looking out over the city. Dallaire had begged the world to help stop the genocide. He was ignored. I could always hear the frustration and disbelief in his voice when I spoke with him. And then there was the Hutu man I talked with several months after the genocide ended. Fat and middle-aged, he was in jail for beating to death more than a dozen of his Tutsi neighbors. He told me they were people he'd been friends with, regularly shared dinner with. He was godfather to one of the children he killed. He couldn't explain why. He said he didn't know what came over him. For me, that was the genocide. You couldn't explain it. It was like a madness that took over the country. It took me a long time afterwards to try to make sense of what I had witnessed. But I finally concluded there was no use trying. I believe mankind, at its base, is good. What happened in Rwanda 20 years ago was an aberration.
NPR's Jackie Northam remembering the genocide in Rwanda 20 years ago.